Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take.
Kia ora. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. It's good to be in your space, and I hope you're having an awesome and restful day. Today is the day of the Lord, and I'm hoping that everyone is able to catch up in fellowship with other believers. And if you're unable to today, make sure you plan to attend the next one. Living Scriptures is a program that relates the Word of God, the Bible, to our daily life. And today we are excited to discuss another topic called You Need This Rest. You Need This Rest. We see how important resting is for God, and we see Jesus Christ admonishing us about its importance. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is the King James version. The Message translation put it more subtly and more simply applicable to our lives. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest." You need this rest. My dear listeners, we'll see that today's living scripture speaks about rest for the hardworking, for the weary man or woman, and everyone that is encumbered with life challenges. Through the scriptures, the Word of God says you need this rest. You need God. And you should cry out today, "Lord, I need you. I need your rest."
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things? All that
Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to another beautiful Sunday. You may want to ask yourself, why do we labor and get weary in life? Well, we labor because we have need. We also labor to recover what we have lost. We labor for the unsure and unknown future, perhaps for our retirement. Someone might say, "Oh, I'll soon get old." But unfortunately, life does not always reward us with the right measures for every effort we make. We feel cheated out of life. We feel cheated out of a just reward to compensate us for our laboring so hard. A man was laboring so hard and was still fired at work. Another woman was a dutiful and loyal laborer, and yet she never received a commendation, nor promotion. So she was discouraged. In practical terms, we have two types of rest. The physical rest, and this allows us to be inactive in order to regain strength or health. Secondly, is the spiritual rest. This is the assurance we have from God that everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, my dear friends. God's way of saying to you, my dear listener. Just like in Kenya, where they speak Swahili, Hakuna Maradas, which means, no worry for you for the rest of your days. God will give you rest. And that's God's covering. It's never failing help. God's help without limits will come your way. You need this rest. In the scripture, we have Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own work, as God did from his. You need this rest. Welcome back, my dear listeners. You need this rest promised by God. I know you can easily get the physical help, the physical rest, and this is made easy with our work rights to annual leave or sick leave. But what about being on leave, and while your body is motionless, yet the heart is anxious, fearful, and unsure? Then your physical state of rest may not achieve its goal, my dear listener. No matter how dark the situation you are in, is. Perhaps you are involved in a seemingly daunting project, like getting a higher diploma or certificate, and endless strings of family's commitments. You may also find some societal expectations overbearing, putting pressure on you, work commitments, professional commitments, career pressures, religious pressures, without evidence of a change in your lifestyle and eternal hope. I'd like to tell you, you need this rest. I have good news for you. God will give you rest.
This rest. Welcome back, dear listeners. And I would like to pause to remind us of our monthly healing and deliverance service every last Sunday of the month at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue. This meeting is hosted by Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. And we come together trusting God for healing, trusting God for deliverance. It starts at 10 a.m. in the morning till 12 noon. We look forward to having you join us. And we believe that the Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. You need this rest. We talked about facing daunting tasks. You may be on a job and maybe on a professional path, and then you need to take further study to be able to actualize your professional dream. Notwithstanding your other commitment, family commitment, life commitment, work, and sometimes even church commitment. It is the rest of God that helps to give us direction at such a time. As so many times in my life, I've had to juggle so many tasks. Recently, I just completed an additional qualification, and it has been an hectic journey. It's been the rest and the grace of God that had carried me through. So when you are faced with life challenges, you know, daily tasks that you need to get through, you need God's rest and you need God's grace to be able to get you through. You need this rest.
You know my heart. Everybody, just say. Gotta mean it from your heart.
Welcome back, my dear listeners. Almost 10 years ago, I came into this country, a migrant. Being a business owner back home, that is my home country, I was unsure. I never knew that God would bring me from zero to owning a business in New Zealand. That is what God's rest can give you. My dear listener, rest is directly connected to trust. In other words, if you trust God, you will rest in Him. And the best way to do that is to trust His word, which are written for your admonition. Billy Graham had this to say about having a state of heart filled with trust, which is a heart at rest. When worry is present, trust cannot crowd its way in, he said. He said further, memorizing the Bible is most important. Thinking God's thought will take the place of worry, anxious concerns. My dear friends, you need this rest. So the challenge is for you to reach out to Him in faith. Reach out to Jesus and ask Him to give you rest. Spend time reading, meditating, and believing His word, which is called the promises of God. Then pray to Him in faith, believing God will give you rest. The first step, however, is to become a son and a daughter of God. That's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving somebody that unique opportunity. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly bow down your heads. If you desire rest from all your weary heart and weary body, why don't you commit yourself to God, to Jesus? Why don't you commit that heart to Jesus today and pray this prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow over.